KJAN Sports.
Time for a look at sports. Good morning. I'm Jim Field. Our sports update this hour brought to you by White Pole Road Cellular. See them for all of your Verizon wireless and locksmith needs.
In today's world, our cell phones have become a vital part of our lives. Whether it's staying in touch with loved ones or updating our status on Facebook, make sure you have the best cell phone coverage by signing up with Verizon Wireless at White Pole Road Cellular. Hi, this is Janet. If you're looking to stay up to date on the latest in smartphones, or you just want a basic cell phone that's easy to use, our wide variety is sure to fit your needs. Or if you're on the go, don't forget about our hands-free Blue Parrot headsets. At White Pole Road Cellular, we're a locally owned Verizon wireless provider. Dean Stormer and I have over 20 years of experience, and we'd be glad to walk you through the latest in cell phone technology, like the new talk-to-text feature. Or if you need a reliable locksmith, Wayne Johnson does residential and commercial work. White Pole Road Cellular in Anita, open Monday through Friday from 7:30 to 6, and on Saturday, 8 to noon. Give us a call at 712-762-3022. Or come see us at White Pole Road Cellular, 764 Main Street in Anita.
Let's check high school baseball from around the area last night. First in Hawkeye 10 conference play, Atlantic took a pair from Creston last night, winning 4-1 and 11-10 in the second game. That game took 9 innings to finish off. Also in the Hawkeye 10, Glenwood swept a pair from Denison, 8-5 and 9-6 the scores. Harlan beat Red Oak twice, 12-0 and 6-4. Lewis Central swept two from Clarinda, 11-1 and 3-0. And Kemper Catholic took a pair from Shenandoah, 12-0 and 12-2. AHST beat Stanton last night 12-2. It was Missouri Valley over Woodbine 10-3. Also in Rolling Hills boys baseball, East Green over Walnut 4-2. Elsewhere around the area in baseball last night, Arweva beat Whiting 10-0. Coon Rapids Bayard over Woodward Academy 13-7 in 9 innings in the opener and 4-1 in the nightcap. Abraham Lincoln swept a pair from Sergeant Bluff Luton 4-1 and 7-3. IKM Manning dusting West Harrison 9-4. Ogden beat Guthrie Center 14-2. It was West Central Valley over Panorama 6-5. And Lennox beat Bedford 15-3. In girls softball last night, Creston swept a pair from Atlantic in Hawkeye 10 conference play, 12-0 and 5-0 were the scores. Harlan took two from Red Oak, 11-0 and 12-1. Kemper Catholic swept a pair from Shenandoah, 12-0 and 15-3. And Lewis Central split with Clarinda last night. Titans winning 3-0 in the opener. The Cardinals 2-1 winners in the nightcap. In Western Iowa Conference softball last night, Trainer over Riverside 9-0. In the Rolling Hills Conference, Adair Casey beating Cam 5-2. Also in the girls softball, Corning over East Union 15-5. Earlham beat Madrid 6-1. Otobolt Arthur BCIG over Charter Oak U 10-1. Panorama beat West Central Valley 11-1. Stanton edging Essex 4-3. And Villisca outscored East Mills by a 13-11 final. In Major League Baseball action yesterday, it was the White Sox over the Yankees 4-3 in American League play. Also, Cleveland topping Baltimore 7-2. The Angels beat Toronto 9-7. Detroit over Tampa Bay 5-2. Texas edging Oakland 7-6. And Seattle got by Boston 1-0. In the National League, Pittsburgh over Philadelphia 5-4. It was Colorado outscoring Washington in 11 innings 11-10. Arizona 3-2 over Atlanta. San Diego beat Houston 7-3. Mets over the Dodgers 3-2. And San Francisco blanking Cincinnati by a score of 5-0. In the Pacific Coast League yesterday, Oklahoma City beat Iowa 3-1. New Orleans topping Omaha by a score of 12-1. Well, the NBA draft held last night, and Royce White was taken by the Houston Rockets in the first round of last night's draft.
With the 16th pick in the 2012 NBA draft, the Houston Rockets select Royce White of Iowa State University.
That was NBA Commissioner David Stern announcing the selection of Iowa State's White during ESPN's telecast of the NBA draft last night. White becomes the first Cyclone to be taken in the first round since Craig Brackens in 2010. ESPN's Jay Billis said that White's offensive skills will immediately translate to the NBA.
Royce White is big, strong, and he is unbelievably skilled. I mean, he's really like a point forward out on the floor. He can put the ball on the floor. Fred Hoiberg used him a lot at the elbows, and he's able to drive it. He can finish at the rim. He's not a particularly good shooter, but that's something I think he can improve upon. He needs to start making his free throws. But on the offensive end, you can play him all over the floor.
White is the fourth Cyclone to be selected in the draft's top 16 picks in the last 25 seasons. The last was Marcus Fizer, who went fourth overall in the Bulls to the Bulls in 2000. Well, the University of Kentucky made the NBA draft history by becoming the first school to have two of its players taken with the first two selections. The Wildcats also set a league mark by having six players chosen in last night's draft. The New Orleans Hornets used the number one pick to take Wildcat forward Anthony Davis, who was college basketball's player of the year as a freshman and named the most outstanding player of the Final Four. Kentucky forward Michael Kidd-Gilchrist was selected second by the Charlotte Bobcats. The Washington Wizards took Florida guard Bradley Beal at number three, marking the first time freshmen have been chosen with the first three picks. Syracuse guard Deion Waiters went to the Cleveland Cavaliers with the fourth selection. Sacramento had the fifth pick, using it on Kansas junior forward Thomas Robinson. Kentucky had four players selected in the first round. In addition to Davis and Kidd-Gilchrist, Terrence Jones went to Houston with the 18th pick, and Marcus Teague was chosen by Chicago at number 29. Philadelphia took Doran Lamb, and New Orleans picked Darius Miller in the second round. Four North Carolina players were taken among the top 17 picks. Harrison Barnes went to Golden State with the 7th pick. Phoenix grabbed Kendall Marshall at number 13, and John Henson was made the 14th selection by Milwaukee. Tyler Zeller was selected 17th by Dallas before heading to the Cavaliers in a trade. Miami selected Mississippi State forward Arnett Moultrie with the 27th pick in the draft and dealt him to the 76ers for a second-round pick and a future first-rounder. In other NBA news, Lamar Odom is headed back to Los Angeles for a second chance with the Clippers when Mo Williams will be reunited with the Utah Jazz as part of a three-team deal with Dallas. That's according to a person with knowledge of the deal who spoke to the Associated Press anonymously, because the three-team deal between the Mavericks, Clippers, and Jazz is contingent on Williams exercising his $8.5 million player option for next season. There's word that the Minnesota Timberwolves were looking to swing a trade with the Charlotte Bobcats with an eye toward eventually landing Lakers forward Pau Gasol. A person with knowledge of the conversations tells the Associated Press that Minnesota offered Derek Williams to the Bobcats for the number two overall pick in last night's draft. However, the deal did not come together, and Charlotte stayed and took Kentucky forward Michael Kidd-Gilchrist with that pick. The Timberwolves are expected to continue their pursuit of Gasol in hopes of pairing him with fellow Spaniard Ricky Rubio and Kevin Love on a revamped roster. A lot more sports after this timeout.
In today's world, our cell phones have become a vital part of our lives. Whether it's staying in touch with loved ones or updating our status on Facebook, make sure you have the best cell phone coverage by signing up with Verizon Wireless at White Pole Road Cellular. Hi, this is Janet. If you're looking to stay up to date on the latest in smartphones, or you just want a basic cell phone that's easy to use, our wide variety is sure to fit your needs. Or if you're on the go, don't forget about our hands-free Blue Parrot headsets. At White Pole Road Cellular, we're a locally owned Verizon Wireless provider. Dean Stormer and I have over 20 years of experience, and we'd be glad to walk you through the latest in cell phone technology, like the new talk-to-text feature. Or if you need a reliable locksmith, Wayne Johnson does residential and commercial work. White Pole Road Cellular in Anita, open Monday through Friday from 7:30 to 6, and on Saturday, 8 to noon. Give us a call at 712-762-3022. Or come see us at White Pole Road Cellular, 764 Main Street in Anita.
In hockey news, the Pittsburgh Penguins and star center Sidney Crosby have agreed to a 12-year contract extension, which would seem to leave little doubt that he's overcome the concussion-like symptoms that sidelined him for most of the last two seasons. Crosby will be paid around $8.7 million a season in a deal that runs through 2025 and gives the Penguins some room to play in the free agent market. He's played just 28 games in the last 18 months after sustaining a concussion in the Winter Classic against the Washington Capitals in January of 2011. Also, the LA Kings have locked up their playoff MVP goalie through the 22-23 season, signing Jonathan Quick to a 10-year contract extension. Also, the NHL salary cap is going up, allowing teams to spend about $6 million more on players this season. Before opening labor talks, the league and the NHL Players Association announced that the cap had been set at $70.2 million. That's a significant jump from last year's cap of $64.3 million. Well, the NFL is pushing back the start time of the second game of its Sunday TV doubleheaders by 10 minutes to ensure that fewer fans miss any of the action on the field. The late afternoon matchups on CBS and Fox will kick off at 4:25 p.m. Eastern time instead of 4:15. That would mean 3:25 our time. During the 2009 through 11 seasons, 44 games lasted long enough to require part of the audience to be switched. Under the 4:25 kickoff, that number would have been reduced to 15. Late afternoon games not on that week's doubleheader network will still start at 4:05. Well, the Rose Bowl has agreed to a 12-year extension with ESPN that will keep the game on the network through 2026. ESPN will keep the rights to the Rose Bowl regardless of the final format developed for college football's new playoff system, which kicks in for the 2014 season. In golf, Bo Van Pelt is the first-round leader at the AT&T National near Washington. He fired a 4-under 67. Vijay Singh, Brandon DeYoung, and Jimmy Walker were all at 68, while Pat Perez, Jason Day, and Navy veteran Billy Hurley III were all at 69. Tournament host Tiger Woods is 5 strokes back after a 1-over 72. Bruce Vaughn has a 1-stroke lead after firing a 6-under par 64 in the first round of the Senior Players' Championship. Fred Funk is alone in second place after 18 holes by just a stroke. Fred Couples, Tom Lehman, Michael Allen, and Joe Daly are all 2 strokes back. This year's Wimbledon men's singles champ won't be Rafael Nadal. The 2-time champion was ousted in the second round by the world's 100th-ranked player, falling to 26-year-old Czech Lukas Rosol, 6-7, 6-4, 6-4, 2-6, and 6-4. Rosol is the lowest player. lowest ranked player ever to beat Nadal in a Grand Slam tournament. Nadal hasn't been bounced this early from a Grand Slam tourney since 2005. Earlier, fourth-seeded Andy Murray beat hard-serving Ivo Karlovic in 4 sets. Fifth-seeded Joe Wilfried Tsonga was also a winner, as were Americans Marty Fish, Andy Roddick, and Brian Baker. Women's number one, Maria Sharapova, stumbled a bit while advancing to the third round in 3 sets. Second seed Victoria Azarenka, number 4 seed defending champion Petra Kvitova, and 4-time champ Serena Williams also moved on in straight sets yesterday. And swimming, Michael Phelps stayed on course to swim 8 events at the London Olympics as Phelps surged ahead on the third leg of the 200-meter butterfly at the U.S. Olympic trials in Omaha yesterday and finished in a minute 63.65 seconds, about 1.5 seconds ahead of Tyler Cleary. Allison Schmidt added another race to her growing Olympic schedule, winning the 200-meter freestyle. Schmidt broke her own American record with a time of a minute 54.4 seconds. That's the best in the world this year. Missy Franklin claimed the second 200 spot on the team for London. Dana Vollmer and Lauren Perdue finished 3rd and 4th, assuring themselves of being in the pool for the 800 free relay. Caitlin Leverenz won the 200 individual medley. She finished ahead of Ariana Kukers yesterday. That's Check of Sports this hour, brought to you by White Pole Road Cellular. Call them at 712-762-3022. They're on Main Street in Anita. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.